From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, July 15th. I'm Jonathan Aul. NPR's Ari Shapiro is coming to St. Louis this weekend. The All Things Considered host is performing a solo cabaret show this Saturday evening at City Winery.
Every time I perform the show, Henry on the piano and I and the audience create something together.
Ari Shapiro talks with St. Louis on the Air host Elaine Shaw about his upcoming performance and how he weaves in stories from his recent memoir. That's coming up on The Gateway. Students from storm-damaged buildings in St. Louis Public Schools will be relocated to different buildings within the district. As St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed reports, yesterday's final decision comes just 5 weeks before the first day of school.
The Board of Education voted to approve a new relocation plan for students from schools that were damaged by the May 16 tornado. The decision comes after teacher and school staff unions demanded the district include them in the plans. They expressed safety concerns about housing different student populations together in one high school due to possible neighborhood rivalries. Board member Donna Jones applauded the board, district, and unions for working together to find a solution.
I just wanted to say how proud I am of all our members for asking questions that needed to be asked. And we don't always have to agree on everything, but we have one final goal, and that's to make sure that our students are safe and sound.
School starts on August 18th. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
A program that helps low-income St. Louis homeowners make repairs is set to get an influx of federal money. The Healthy Home Repair Program covers the cost of fixes that keep a home livable. The city has asked permission to redirect $3 million in unspent federal block grants to the program to help out homeowners impacted by the May 16th tornado. There are currently 70 contractors who work with the program. The city's new recovery officer, Julian Nix, says he's not worried about having enough companies to meet the need.
What we know from some of our partners at FEMA is that as you build or as you put more resources toward some of these things, people from the region tend to come and locate where the work is.
The city has started a registry of licensed and insured contractors to help businesses and homeowners avoid scams. Several of the leaders to compensate St. Louis residents who became sick because of radioactive waste exposure are warning against potential scams. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on why affected residents should be on their guard.
Congress approved an expansion of the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act that includes numerous St. Louis area zip codes. But the Department of Justice has not started taking applications for people to get financial and health care assistance yet. Karen Nickel of Just Moms STL says potential applicants should be wary of people claiming that the application process is open.
Steer clear from that, and also steer clear from lawyers or anybody that tells you that you can qualify today and they can get you money, they can fill out the application for you, because that process just is not there yet.
The Department of Justice is slated to restart the application process in the coming weeks. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe signed into law yesterday legislation that places limitations on state water exports. The legislation bans the export of Missouri's water outside the state without a permit. That permit must be issued by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. Kehoe says the state decided to be proactive when it comes to preserving water.
Water is kind of the new gold, and the further you go west, the more valuable it becomes. So making sure we protect one of our resources has been very important to me.
The new law has a provision related to a state of emergency based on drought conditions. If the governor declares a state of emergency due to a drought, the Department of Natural Resources must reevaluate any existing water export permits. Governor Kehoe also signed a law that allows the Missouri Farm Bureau to offer alternative health plans. Jenna Rose Schleiss reports.
The Farm Bureau needed state government approval to offer the health plans because they will not be subject to the minimum care guidelines and consumer protections established in the Affordable Care Act. At a Monday signing at Farm Bureau headquarters, Governor Kehoe said he's confident the company will provide reliable health options.
When you're dealing with a 110-year-old company that understands what it takes to take care of Missouri families, I wouldn't worry about that as long as Missouri Farm Bureau is behind it.
Missouri Farm Bureau health plans are expected to be available for members sometime next year. In Jefferson City, I'm Jana Rose Schleiss.
Officials at Washington University say they want to keep a clinic that treats long COVID patients open. Patients say they're worried about its future after they heard it was closing because its medical director is leaving. An update on the clinic's website says WashU is creating a transition plan for the center. Emma V is a patient who has visited the clinic for years. We're not using her full name since she's worried about workplace discrimination.
But this is happening to a lot of people and will have detrimental effects that cascade beyond just a few people with a couple illnesses.
WashU is now steering people to its Living Well Center, operated through the school's orthopedics department. Many NPR listeners know Ari Shapiro as one of the hosts of All Things Considered weekday afternoons. But he's also an accomplished vocalist who will be performing a solo cabaret show this Saturday evening at City Winery, St. Louis. St. Louis on the Air's Elaine Cha spoke with Ari Shapiro about his upcoming performance and how he weaves stories from his memoir, The Best Strangers in the World, into his cabaret show.
It's been an interesting evolution because I've been in journalism at NPR, frankly, since I graduated from college. I started as an intern, and I had about 20 years of that under my belt before I decided to try writing a memoir, which is a really different form of storytelling. It's much more personal. It's in print, and so on. And then to sort of do this next evolution and take some of that and turn it into a stage show with a bunch of songs by everyone from Paul Simon to Taylor Swift to Stephen Sondheim and weave those stories into something that kind of has a narrative arc in about 90 minutes and connects with an audience. It's been a fun exercise in finding ways to kind of use the same ingredients to create different recipes. And of course, there are new ingredients in there as well. There are stories in this show that I've actually never shared publicly before. But it's all about connection, whether I'm doing journalism or whether I'm writing a memoir or whether I'm doing this show. It's about trying to help people relate to those who might seem different from them, understand things that might feel a little bit distant, and find a connection, whether it's with the people in the audience or strangers around you.
Well, and one of the things that we've talked about on this show with people who are in music in particular is that experiencing something in person, experiencing a person in person, it entails meeting folks who have no familiarity with you, is getting a chance to quote, meet new people who have no idea who, you know, the Ari Shapiro of NPR is. Is that part of what makes this show fun for you?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I will never meet the vast majority of people who listen to All Things Considered. And I'm so grateful to them for tuning in. And I don't take their trust lightly. And I realize that I've inherited this incredible national treasure of this nightly news program. And to be able to say hello to people and to be able to talk with them is something that, you know, whether I'm visiting a local station as part of a fundraising event or doing a cabaret show, getting to meet the faceless audience that I'm speaking to every day is part of the fun of it.
And what is the thing that you have enjoyed most so far with this tour?
I feel every time I perform the show like Henry on the piano and I and the audience create something together that exists just for that one moment and then disappears. And that act of creation feels so fragile and meaningful and wild. It's a privilege every time I get to do it. And so I just go into it with this sense of how lucky are we to be able to all have this experience together.
Maria, baby, I guess that maybe you're still a little angry with me. But it's getting late and my boys are waiting. Gotta get something to eat. Better go now, hope you know now. I love you, that is a fact. Gotta hurry, but don't you worry, baby. Cause I'll be back.
He'll be back.
That's NPR's Ari Shapiro speaking with St. Louis on the Air host Elaine Cha. You can hear their full conversation on St. Louis on the Air today at noon and 7 p.m. You just heard him singing Now I'm Back with the band Pink Martini. And Ari Shapiro is performing his solo cabaret show, Thank You for Listening, this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at City Winery, St. Louis. Our Brian Moline edited that story. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Our theme music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur, but we'll go out listening to more of Ari Shapiro singing. We're a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
You know I love you, dream only of you, so please, please cut me some slack. I went away just a couple of days, but now I'm back.